Chapter 42, Saved by a Song, 1875 A.D. Ira D. Sankey was a man to whom God had given wonderful power to sing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For years he and D.L. Moody worked together, Moody preaching and Sankey singing. On Christmas Eve, 1875, Mr. Sankey was traveling by steamboat up the Delaware River. It was a calm, starlit evening, and there were many passengers gathered on deck. Mr. Sankey was asked to sing, and as always, he was perfectly willing to do so. He stood leaning on one of the outside boat rails, admiring the starry hosts of heaven, in quiet prayer, contemplating which Christmas song would be appropriate. Driven almost against his will, he felt the Lord instruct him to sing the Shepherd's Song, written by Dorothy Thrupp and William Bradbury. He reasoned with the Lord in silent prayer that being Christmas, the Shepherd's Song would not be ideal. However, the Lord's conviction was so strong, Sankey submitted and began the song. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us, much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us, for our use thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. We are thine, do thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to thee. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to thee. Early let us seek thy favor, early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still.
There was a deep stillness as those who heard Mr. Sankey sing those words and melody as they came forth from the singer's soul. The peace that passes all understanding seemed to float over the deck and quiet river. Every heart was touched and quietly left in pensive thought. After all left and I returned to gaze out across the river, a man with a rough, weather-beaten face came up to Mr. Sankey and said, "Did you ever serve in the Union Army?" "Yes," Mr. Sankey answered. "Do you remember those dark and difficult days over 12 years ago?" "Everyone, like it was yesterday," Ira replied. "Why do you ask?" The stranger then said, "Do you remember what you were doing the May of 1862, just outside of Shiloh on a bright moonlit night, much like the one tonight?" "Why, "Yes, I believe I do," answered Sankey, surprised. "That was the month I had night duty. How could I forget those dark, lonely, and sometimes dreary nights?" "I, too, was on picket duty," the stranger answered, "but I was in the Confederate Army. I now know who you are. I saw you standing at your post across the river from me, and I decided to myself that I was going to pick you off. I raised my musket and took deliberate aim. I was standing in the shadow, completely concealed, while the full light of the moon was falling upon you. At that moment, just as a moment ago, you raised your eyes to heaven and began to sing. Mr. Sankey, music, especially song, has always had a wonderful power over me, and I took my finger off the trigger. 'Let him sing his song to the end,' I said to myself. 'I can shoot him afterwards. He ain't going nowhere.' The song you just sang I recognized as the song you sang that night. I heard the words perfectly. 'We are thine. Do thou befriend us. Be the guardian of our way.' Those words stirred up many memories. I began to think of my childhood and my God-fearing mother. She had many times sung that very song to me, but she died all too soon. Otherwise, much in my life would no doubt have been different. When you had finished your song along the river, it was impossible for me to take aim again. I thought, 'The Lord who is able to save that man from certain death must surely be great and mighty,' and my arm of its own accord dropped limp at my side. Since that time I have wandered far and wide, but when I saw you here tonight singing, just as on the other occasion, my heart was stirred deeply. How I wish you could help me find a peace for my wandering and troubled soul." Deeply moved, Mr. Sankey threw his arms about the man who in the days of the war had been an enemy. On this Christmas night the two went together to the manger in Bethlehem. There the stranger found him, who was their common Savior, the Good Shepherd, who seeks for the lost sheep until he finds it, and when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. I cannot help but think, when I learn of a story such as the one just recounted, how the mighty hand of God watches over us, keeping us safe from all harm. Unlike Mr. Sankey, we will probably never know the times God has kept us safe from harm. Perhaps our falling at the feet of God in the kingdom to come will involve a knowledge of how God had kept us and our loved ones in so many little ways. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast held me by my right hand. Psalm 73, verse 23.